I thought, foolishly, that I was going to walk out of graduate school with multiple job offers. I thought that people were going to be coming to me left and right, and that they were going to say, Melva, tienes tanta experiencia. You have so much experience. You clearly know what you're doing. You have a master's degree. Here's a job. Here's a six-figure salary. Here's a car. What else do you want? What else can I do for you? Welcome to Mujeres on the Rise, where we help Latinas rise in their careers and in their lives through resources, community, and coaching. I'm your host, Mel Batelles, and I'm here to help you redefine your worth. I am an entrepreneur, career coach, speaker, and marketer that went from being a high school dropout to landing job offers at some of the most sought-after companies, including Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Now I help Latinas just like you build the career and lifestyle of their dreams. Are you ready to ponerte las pilas, overcome your limiting beliefs, and rise? Let's do this, mujeres. Hola, mujeres. It is finally here, the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. I am so excited. I have been waiting for this day for such a long time because, believe it or not, I actually wanted to start this podcast back in 2020. I was so excited to start the podcast. I went on my laptop. I started doing all sorts of research about podcast hosting platforms. I started researching microphones and I bought myself a mic stand. I did all of these things. And then, lo and behold, the entire world shut down because of the pandemic. And there were bigger things on my mind than starting a podcast. There were bigger things on everyone's mind, for that matter. And over the last 2 years, I think so much has changed for a lot of us to the point where we are now taking time to truly think about what we are doing and if we are doing it for the right reasons. And so as I finally kick off the first season of the Mujeres on the Rise podcast, it was really, really important for me to start with a theme or a topic, if you will, that is near and dear to my heart. And that topic is purpose. Now, purpose can be defined as something that fuels you. It's the reason you get out of bed every morning. And contrary to popular belief, purpose is not actually about you and how you can make yourself happy. Purpose is about what you can do for others. It's what gives your life meaning. And if the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that life is too short to be navigating it without honoring your purpose. Life is just too short. It's too short to be living it based on other people's terms or to be living it based on other people's expectations of what you should and shouldn't do. And as Latinas, we especially have the tendency to prioritize everyone else before ourselves. We think about our parents and our friends and our family and our tías y el tío y el primo y la prima y el abuelo y la abuela. And we think about everybody else before we think about ourselves. And we often question if what we are doing is right and what other people might think about what we are doing and how it is going to affect them. And you can't tell me that's not the case. You can't, because I know firsthand that that is how we operate. We prioritize other people. And as much as I love my family, as much as I know that you love your family and your friends, this is 2022, and we are no longer living our lives based on other people's expectations of what we should and shouldn't do. We're just not. Punto. It's not happening. This year and every year from here on out, we are going to prioritize the things that truly fuel us. And I know I can't hear you right now, but I want you to do this little exercise with me. I want you to take a second to repeat this. This year and every year from here on out, please, please say it with me. This year and every year from here on out, I will prioritize the things that truly fuel me. That's it. That's the main takeaway of today's episode. And honestly, if you wanted to stop listening right now, I would be perfectly okay with that. I hope that you won't, but if you did, I would be okay with it because I truly believe that honoring your purpose is one of the greatest forms of self-love and advocacy, especially when you are met with people who perhaps do not understand your vision and why it's so important to you. And trust me, you are going to run into those people because purpose is something that is so unique to every single one of us. And because of that, it's often really difficult for other people to understand where you are coming from. And honoring your purpose and being able to stand up for what you want and what you believe in and go out there and pursue it, it takes a lot of courage. And so this season, season one of the podcast, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk all about purpose, and we are going to be doing a lot of deep work. And we're going to do that work because oftentimes we have this tendency to put things off for later when they are too challenging, when they are just too complicated, and when we don't want to do them. Guess what? We're not going to do that here. We're going to do the work and we're going to do it together. We're going to talk about purpose. We're going to talk about what it is, how to discover it, how to honor your purpose and what it actually means to honor your purpose. And we're also going to talk about the lies that people tell you about purpose that often leave you feeling even more confused than when you first embarked on your journey of self-discovery. And again, we are going to be doing this because if there's anything we've learned these past couple of years, it's that life is too short to be putting off your goals and what you truly want for later. And I know that sounds intense. I know that sounds challenging, and it is. It's hard. It's honestly really hard to show up and do the work, discover your purpose, and truly dig deep. But I don't want to just come on here and have the fun conversations. I don't want to come on here and just talk about wins and things that are easy. I want to come on here and really talk about things that matter, even if they are challenging, even if they are controversial, because it's not all rainbows and butterflies. It's not. And the truth of the matter is, I cannot do the work for you. Your amiga that so badly wants you to rise cannot do the work for you. You have to do the work yourself. And so that's what we're going to do on the first season of the podcast. Now, before we actually go any deeper, before we talk about purpose, and before I introduce you to the amazing mujeres who are going to come on this season to talk about how they discovered their purpose and the challenges they faced along the way, I want to actually introduce myself for those of you that may not already know me. So my name is Melba, and I am the proud founder of Mujeres on the Rise. And I started this community technically on January 1st, 2019. And at the time, I was actually unemployed. I was lost, confused, and quite frankly, I was experiencing some major self-doubt because I had just been laid off from my job the week before Christmas. Yep, the week before Christmas. And I vividly remember visiting my family's house for the holiday, and my mom asking me, how was work? And I sat there, and I could feel myself sinking into my seat. I could feel myself sweating, and I just looked at her, and I'm like, ah, bien. I flat out lied. I was just so damn embarrassed. And then it happened again. We went to my in-laws' house and everyone kept asking. And I was so ashamed that I had just lost my job because I did everything that I thought I was supposed to do to succeed. I went to college. I got my undergraduate degree. I got my master's degree. I spent lots of late caffeinated nights at the library. I went to the career fairs. I did everything, and I got nothing in return. Not at first, at least. And so what did I do when I got laid off? I lied. I kept my unemployment to myself because I felt like such a freaking failure. Mind you that when I graduated with my master's, I had 5+ years of work experience under my belt because I had been working since a very young age. And so I thought, foolishly, that I was going to walk out of graduate school with multiple job offers. I thought that people were going to be coming to me left and right and that they were going to say, Melba, tienes tanta experiencia. You have so much experience. You clearly know what you're doing. You have a master's degree. Here's a job. Here's a six-figure salary. Here's a car. What else do you want? What else can I do for you? And okay, maybe not as far as that. But you know what I mean. I was expecting that doing everything that I was supposed to do was going to get me somewhere. And lo and behold, it didn't. I graduated with my master's with no job. I ended up getting a job later that I did not like. That's the job that I was let go of the week before Christmas. And so there I was, lost and confused. And instead of locking myself in my room and crying, this time was different. I can't tell you exactly what it was, but I remember saying to myself, you know what? I am going to start a community to help mujeres rise. Because I had been wanting a community like this for such a long time, and I kept putting it off. I thought to myself that I needed to have my whole life in order before I finally could create this community. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. My life is never going to be 100% perfect. It's just not. It's not. And so January 1st, 2019 was as good a day as any to start the platform. New year, new platform, let's do it. Let's help mujeres rise. And I was so confident in myself that I was going to rise and that when I did, I was going to bring other mujeres with me. And I thought, you know what? We are going to figure it out together. And so I did. I did it. I went to Canva. I created a very scrappy logo. And I started reposting as many quotes as I could find on Pinterest. And the community started to grow. I landed my first job in tech at Amazon, and I started to share more of what I was learning and how I was growing and how I was securing job offers and securing job interviews. And with every single one of you that came to the Mujeres on the Rise community, I knew there was a longing for more of this. I knew that we needed to take it to the next level. And I wanted this podcast to be a way for us to connect on a deeper level. I want us to talk about things that we cannot talk about in a 60-second video or story on Instagram. I want us to talk about the things that may be a little bit hard, but that are necessary in order for us to truly rise and honor ourselves and truly just build the life that we've always wanted and that we deserve to have. So regardless of how you landed here and how you discovered the community, I want to say gracias. Gracias for being here, for being a part of the movement, for sharing your stories with me, and for being here committed to yourself and to your growth. Because if you do not prioritize yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. And so, to recap, season one is going to be all about purpose. We are going to talk about what purpose is. We're going to talk about how it differs from passion, because a lot of times people do confuse the two. And we're going to talk about the lies that people often tell you about purpose. And I am also going to be sharing this space with some incredible mujeres who are going to share how they found their purpose and the challenges that they have faced along the way. And together, unidas, we are going to do some deep work to truly make sure that whatever it is that you are doing with your life, you are doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it because it's the right move for you and for the people around you. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, you probably know that I love to give career advice. That's honestly one of the main goals or reasons that this account exists. But I want to make sure that however it is that I am helping you rise, I want it to be in a way that is true to you. I want to make sure that however I am helping you, it's in a way that is authentic and in a way that is honoring what you want in life. I don't want you to do something because you feel like you have to do it or because you feel like you're supposed to do it. I want you to honor your purpose, and I want you to enjoy the journey in the process. And so my clients, my one-on-one clients can attest to this, but when I start working with someone for the first time, I have them complete a self-assessment that makes them dive deep on what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and what they want out of their lives and out of their jobs. Because again, I think it's really important that we take the time to understand ourselves and to let those voices, those external voices and external dialogues fade. I want you to let all those voices fade and truly just take a moment to listen to yourself and to your own voice. And so that's what season one is going to be all about. I am so excited. It's going to be so great. And I can honestly tell you that, you know, finding your purpose, it may not be easy. It's not going to be easy 100% of the time. But when you discover your purpose, you're going to wake up every single day knowing that you are here for a reason. And honestly, it's such a relief. It's such a relief because things do get simpler when you have a purpose. When you face a rejection or maybe something doesn't go your way, or I don't know, maybe you experience heartbreak. All of these other things that happen around you, they don't seem as big of a deal when you know that you are here for a reason. It's almost as if life is redirecting you towards the thing that truly matters. And so that is the beauty of purpose, in my opinion. And so I'll leave you with one final thought. And that is that life is too short to tolerate things that do not make you happy. But anyways, that is really all for today, Mujeres. You just listened to the very first episode of the Mujeres on the Rise podcast. I am so excited. Going forward, you can expect a new episode every single Monday. So please come back, Mujeres. Do the work with me. Let's discover what your purpose is, and let's make sure that you are being true to it. Again, season one is all about doing the work. We're going to show up. We're going to do it together, and it is going to be so great. So as always, thank you so much. Gracias from the bottom of my heart for being part of the Mujeres on the Rise community, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye, Mujeres. Guess what, Mujeres? You just finished today's episode of Mujeres on the Rise, which means you are one step closer to the career and lifestyle of your dreams. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, visit mujeresontherise.com/readytorise for additional resources, discounts, and community updates. Until next time, enjoy the journey, be kind to yourself, and remember, it doesn't matter where you start. All that matters is that you do.